Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
All right, we have three stories that we're going to get into. I don't think any of them are considered like celebrity buzz, but that's what we're going to call it today.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the celebrity buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
Yeah, I don't think this would be considered celebrity buzz, but one of my favorite subjects, speed cameras.
Oh, they're bringing one to Lewis. It's coming.
Are they?
Right by my house.
No.
So I already know it's going to be something.
You got some money set aside?
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Isn't this crazy?
I hate speed cameras.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's a story from WRDE from last night. Speed camera fines in Maryland are set to increase.
Oh, they're going up even more.
In the month of October. Yeah.
Maryland drivers, especially you Leadfoots out there, you might want
you Leadfoots.
Wait a minute.
You Leadfoots out there. You got a Leadfoot? Let me see your foot.
Yeah. You got a brick in there? Yeah, you got a Leadfoot.
Maryland drivers, especially you Leadfoots out there, you might want to ease off the gas a little bit. Beginning Wednesday, the fine you'll be charged if a specific speed camera catches you going a little too fast, it's going up. Coast TV News reporter Kevin Zapay is live in Berlin. Kevin, there's now a range for the tickets, and the high end is pretty pricey.
Charlie, we are outside the Stephen Decatur High School, and right next to me, you can see two speed cameras ready to catch anyone going over the speed limit.
Let me tell you about that sucker. And I'm talking about the speed camera.
You're there almost every day.
That old sucker. And that specific. That specific sucker right there. Let me tell you about that one.
Oh, man.
Now, the new fine structure is dependent on how fast you're going, ranging between a $40 fine to a $425 fine.
What?
Buses are back on the road. Kids are back in school. And while it's easy to be in a hurry in the morning, if you're planning to drop your kids off at the Stephen Decatur High School or middle school, pay attention. Speed cameras are watching. Go a little too fast and you may open your mailbox to find a ticket.
Uh-oh, here's Bill.
Go all the way up to $425.
I think they're a little bit too much, but a higher fine probably would be good.
Starting Wednesday, October 1st, speeders caught on cameras across Maryland will see a new fee structure. What used to be a flat $40 fine will now increase depending on how fast you're driving. We spoke with locals to get their take on the change.
This is actually really cool because it gives you a chance to even like have, you know, oh, I'm only going 12 over. It's not going to be like the $425. It'll be the 40. There's different ranges.
Kathleen.
Now, hold on. No, it's not cool.
Ranges.
There's nothing cool at all about this.
Bill.
It sucks. There's nothing cool.
Bill.
Roland, who works at a nearby child care center, says the increase could help make school zones safer.
That is a very high trafficked area that could definitely, you know, benefit from this.
Whitney Winrow agrees that the fines could make roads safer, but she warns people, be careful who you loan your car to.
Because if you're not...
Be careful who you loan your car to. That's right.
No one's borrowing my car.
That's right.
Well, don't guess what? Mm-hmm. No one's borrowing my car.
Because all the tickets are going to come in the name of whoever's on that license plate.
Loan your car? Who's loaning their car?
Oh, man.
Not driving your car and somebody else's, then you're getting the ticket.
So if you're driving around Maryland, ease off the gas. And be aware of the speed limit, because going too fast could make you furious when that ticket shows up in the mail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I go 0 to 100.
I know you do.
When I open up the mailbox.
Now, we spoke with some locals in the area before who said they've actually received fines from these exact speed cameras that they plan to drive more cautiously.
Let me tell you something. Now, when I go down there, I go like a tortoise.
Good.
And I wasn't flying. Nobody.
I know you weren't.
Like, it's not like I'm flying down there.
Right.
It's just you go over like a certain speed limit and it gets you. $40, $40, $40. I mean, it's like, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's ticketing people.
Oh,
there were so many. I forget. We talked about it. How many fines from that particular speed camera?
Mm-hmm.
There's one there on Seahawk Road. And then there's one new one down Flower Street,
mm-hmm.
which is right near there. So It's crazy. Now, the new ticketing system, 12 to 15 miles an hour over.
So that's what you've done, 12 to 15?
I have. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all it was, but yeah, that's what it was. 12 to 15 over, $40. 16 to 19 over. So if you go 16, can't go, if 15, you get $40. 16 to 19, $70. Mm-hmm. You ready for this? 20 to 29 miles an hour over, $120. Now, there's no way somebody should go 30 mile an hour mm-hmm. over. Mm-hmm. There's no way mm-hmm. down that road.
Right.
Especially if you know there's a speed camera there, that's dumb if you do that. But 30 to 39 miles an hour over, $230 ticket. And 40 plus.
Goodness.
Anybody who goes 40 plus over down that road, they should get this.
That's why it's so high.
Yeah, they should get it. $425.
Jeez.
You might as well just open the window and just throw the cash out the window.
Yeah, I know. These are flat fees, or is there extra charges on top of that? You know how sometimes you get a ticket?
No, I think, for the tickets that I've gotten for the 40, the ones
you know
that
what I mean, no, where they just add on other charges.
No, just $40.
Okay.
Just $40. But still.
No, I feel like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it adds up.
And, now when I go down that road, it's like a tortoise. Mm-hmm. You really feel like as soon as you, cross 50 there and then, or as soon as you make that turn down Seahawk Road, you go from, because 50 is 55 miles an hour, and then you're going like a tortoise. So, but guess what? I ain't going over 12 to 15 miles an hour. I can tell you that. Now, Jess, you have a couple stories going on. Again, I don't think it's celebrity buzz, but some crazy stories.
This just came up in the headlines and I could not believe it. So a 61-year-old Florida man has been arrested on a felony charge of aggravated animal cruelty. Now, this is what he did. He killed, he cooked, and he ate two of his pet peacocks. Isn't this crazy?
His what?
Pet peacocks.
His pet peacocks.
Investigators reported that the man admitted to cutting the birds' necks, bleeding them out, and then later frying and eating them. He told deputies that he acted out of spite because a neighbor kept feeding the animals. In a letter to the neighbor, he warned that he would continue killing the birds to prove a point. What's wrong with them? 61-year-old Florida man. What goes through his mind? All right. And then,
Going back to the speed cameras and about borrowing cars, 756 says there's new teen drivers with their parents' tags. No. I don't think my new teen drivers are driving my vehicle to school.
Bill's not letting them.
No. They get their own car.
Bill's not letting them.
And then they borrow the car, then what do I drive?
That's not happening over here.
I don't think we ever did that. I think they just got their own car. I don't think we ever let the team take the cars. I'm sorry, Jess, go ahead.
No, the other story that was making the headlines.
Eating peacocks.
Teacher under investigation after feeding kitten to classroom snake.
Say what?
A science teacher in Texas is now facing an investigation after feeding a week-old kitten to a snake in her classroom.
What?
Superintendent confirmed the unnamed educator fed a kitten to a snake before the start of the school day. There was no students in the classroom, but the teacher brought in four kittens that, her cat had.
Kittens that her cat had.
And so she fed one of the kittens to the snake.
Stop it.
And then a student took the remaining three home with parental consent, but they later did not make it. This is crazy.
I have a question.
A parent reported the incident to the police and then animal control. They say that the teacher is a very experienced educator and also an animal lover. The teacher is apologizing and now they have removed all the snakes from her classroom. But PETA is now stepping in saying that an educator is supposed to be teaching students, should show empathy and respect for others instead of doing this and tearing newborn kittens from their mother.
But I have a question.
What's up?
Like...
What? What?
The teacher fed the snake the cats, right?
A kitten, yes.
Okay, so... They say like it's like animal abuse or something, right? Is that what the PETA's claiming and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Not for the snake.
What do you mean?
Snake's just eating. Like, you're feeding the snake. Like, so you're taking care of the snake.
So it's fine.
So is the cat more important than the snake?
To feed it the kitten?
But is the cat more important than the snake? I'm just asking.
Am I
going too deep into it?
Yes, it was a kitten.
Because otherwise, what do you feed snakes?
It was
snakes?
Born to her cat.
Do you feed like rats to snakes and like mice?
Mice.
So what about mice's life?
They do breed mice, like feeder mice. They breed them just for feeding.
So they're more important?
So
the cat's life is more important than the mice?
I've had to do it before.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah.
I don't like any of it. Mm. We're not snake people, cat people, pet people, nothing. I don't mind dogs, but other than that, I'm good. I don't like none of it. But hold on. So you're telling me that the one animal...
You've never fed a snake.
No. Mm. No interest in it. Wouldn't think about it. Don't care. Keep them away. But what you're saying is...
out in the wild, they might find a litter of kittens. A snake would, maybe.
All right.
I don't know.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
What else do they eat?
I don't know. Don't care.
Snakes eat whatever they can fit in their mouth.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Oof. Mm. But yeah, this teacher is now going through it under investigation.
8:53. It's a Bill and Jessica show.